AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Scores of patients who were treated at a Southern California hospital are being warned of possible exposure to a drug-resistant superbug. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
UCLA says seven people were infected and more than 100 were exposed to a potentially deadly drug-resistant superbug. It's been linked to two contaminated medical instruments used in endoscopies at the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center, performed between October and January. Patients who may have been exposed are getting home testing kits.
Hundreds of products are being pulled from store shelves after traces of peanut were found in cumin spice. That's a life-threatening danger to some people with peanut allergies.
It's also unclear how many people may have had an allergic reaction to the product. The FDA says it has received seven reports of adverse events related to undeclared peanut allergens, but those are consumer reports that have not yet been vetted.
AP correspondent Ross Simpson. A generator's cranking away at a home in Gainesville, Georgia, where the residents have been without power for 2 days. It's 15 degrees right now in Gainesville, a very un-Southern-like temperature. States like North and South Carolina have joined the Midwest in a deep freeze, temperatures in the single digits and wind chills dipping to zero or below. An appeals court has struck down the terrorism conviction of Australian David Hicks, reversing one of the few successful prosecutions of a prisoner before a U.S. military court at the Navy base at Guantanamo Bay. Hicks in Sydney tells AUBC that he's not surprised.
We've been waiting for this decision, not just at the moment, but for years. So it's a relief because it's over. And hopefully today is the last time that we'll have to convene like this.
This is AP Radio News. Vanilla Ice talked to reporters in Florida overnight after he was released from a jail in Lantana for stealing from an abandoned home. He says this has nothing to do with his home improvement TV show.
Listen, guys, it'll all get cleared up. You'll see. It's...
Is this part of the reality show at all?
That's what some
I
people
wish
are saying.
It was.
Sound courtesy WPTV. The managers of Hawaii State Parks are turning to social media to counter online photos and statements encouraging people to visit an Oahu waterfall where a 1999 landslide killed 8 people. Parks official Kurt Cottrell says people need to keep away from sacred falls.
Our signs aren't working, citations aren't working. Our state park website that indicates that Sacred Falls is closed is not working. So we've decided, due to social media, that we have to participate.
Sacred Falls is just one of several Hawaii spots that are closed to the public but are still reviewed on social media sites. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big now.